DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes from now, we will get a little... Okay, I saw it there. Yeah. I hadn't seen it. I missed... I was kind of in and out last night watching that Sunday Night Football game, but yeah, that fan certainly did put his hands on those guys.
Yeah.
Ban him. Stop dumb fan behavior. Ban him. We'll get back into some... In about 20 minutes after, you know, maybe not the greatest slate of games, but there was some really fun games on Saturday.
It was.
And we'll get to some Bill Belichick doubling. He got his game ball.
Got his game ball, which is weird.
It's big. Yes. He got his first win in college and then said some more stuff about the Patriots.
Yeah. So
we'll get to that. And then 1:40 AMA, as always, on Mondays following Falcons games. If you want to call in and talk Falcons in that segment, you can do that as well,
yes,
or call in and ask us anything, like always. And we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Yeah. Damn, Geno was throwing some dimes yesterday.
Yeah, Geno played good.
Geno played really good yesterday.
Ashton Jeanty got in the end zone.
Yeah. Played. Dude, that dude, it got to be like hitting the damn bowling ball.
Hit him?
Yeah, like people bounce off of him, but not like sideways. Like he runs over them, and they just bounce off and he just keeps going.
Yeah, it was totally.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
It was so unfair last year in the Mountain West.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
this guy in this straight-up running back stance is eating us up, man. He's such a damn good player.
It's
man.
Amazing what happens, though. Or I'm not saying the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl or anything like that, but when you get – like stable adults at the right spots, like quarterback and coach and general manager, how quickly things just kind of fall into place.
Level out.
Yeah.
Level
like,
out.
Oh, there's no drama over there. This guy can actually do his job. This guy's not causing issues by saying this, that, or the other. Like Pete Carroll comes in and just steadies the ship really quickly. And again, who knows? They're 1-0 the season.
Right.
I'm not saying the season's going to be anything other than that, but it's already better than it's been.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's just certain people who know how to build programs.
Yeah,
he is with the Raiders.
Same
needed.
Thing with Harbaugh and with the Chargers.
Yeah,
immediately steady.
Yes, you need something like that to be able to try and figure out the reasons that stuff happens to that team over and over and over and over again. It was a great first week. Obviously, the game tonight between Minnesota and because the biggest thing for me is that he's still a young quarterback. Talking about Caleb.
Yeah.
Still a young player. And if it don't go right tonight, then it's like, oh, we got to get rid of him. His first game with Ben. And I'm just like, because one thing about Ben Johnson is this. He's a straight shooter. Even if it means that he's going to cut his damn quarterback down publicly. He's a straight shooter. So Caleb better go play well tonight.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. I hope he does.
I do too.
I really enjoyed watching him in college.
Yes.
I thought some of the criticisms of him were dumb. Like the football criticism's fine. Like he freelances too much, goes off script. You've heard other scouts and football people talk about his ability to process and all that. That's all reasonable. The off the field stuff, like grow up. Who cares? You know what I mean?
I know.
He can be who you want to be and be a successful quarterback. So I'm hoping that he plays good tonight. Just from the standpoint of it'd be fun to watch a good football game on Monday night as well. Speaking of organizations that lead you to say, "Damn, man, let's get to the big story of the day."
Ooh,
brought to you by QC Kinetics,
damn.
Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Damn it!
Pitts in motion. Snap to him. Michael looks. Pumps. Now up in the pocket. Penix dives. Did he get in? Did he get in? Yes! Touchdown Atlanta. Michael Penix on the dive.
Yeah, man. That was a gutsy drive.
Yeah, man.
From the Falcons. About 9 minutes of the fourth quarter. They were just like, this is something we talked about on Friday. They were matriculating the ball down the field on that drive, which was a great thing to do because you wanted to, that Bucs offense started to get into a little bit of a rhythm late in that second quarter and then through the second half. And they kept them off the field for the majority of the fourth. They get in the end zone. They take the lead. Penix on fourth down two times in a row, picks up the first down with his legs. Well, I guess the second one was a touchdown. And then Baker and the boys go down the field in about 45 seconds.
And it started with the kickoff.
Yep.
Kickoff. Your coverage teams not covering. Guy gets out hit, gets a nice return. Going back to the quarterback, I thought Michael played good. I thought, you know, there's still some throws that he's going to want back. He missed a couple guys, meaning he didn't even throw it to a couple open guys. Yep. You know, just like on a touchdown. I understand where he was doing, but damn, Kyle pitched right. Just dump it to your tight end right there in the end zone. But I thought that he played well. The fourth and one, when he's going around the edge, just that effort to be able to stretch and not forearm, knee, nothing touch.
Yeah, Andy, pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive on both times. I mean, just the body awareness that he had. But yeah, I thought, you know, just not being able to run the ball. If you can't, you're not going to win, especially when your team is built the way this team is built.
Yep.
With Tyler Algiers and Bijan not having 50 yards combined rushing.
Yep.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, they averaged 2.2 yards a carry between the two of those guys. And in large parts of the game kind of went away from it because they just weren't getting anything in the run game.
Yeah.
And when you got Bijan Robinson, and obviously had a great day catching the ball, 100 yards, 6 catches, touchdown, that big play to start the game really got everybody fired up. You could hear the energy in the building.
Unbelievable.
When he scores that touchdown. That was awesome. But then they bottled him up for the most part. I mean, they didn't score another touchdown until there was 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So it was a large portion of that game where the offense was okay.
It was okay.
But it wasn't what you hope it can get to as the season goes on.
No, I think, you know, when you go back to it, there were guys there weren't, you know, like we knew that before the game, actually, we talked about it last week, that probably Mooney was not going to play.
Yep.
Casey Washington gets the start. He played pretty good. Now, he got to come down with that one play.
Mm.
He's got to come down with it. And he was banged up. That's why Cordero Hodge was
You mean the one that Winfield broke up?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if he's banged up on that play, but I said it's a bang-bang play that this is one of the things where Winfield, he is a hell of a football player. Hell of a football player. This is a great play by him.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't get there, Casey Washington's going to walk into him. Game's over.
Yeah.
You know, but for him to make that play, Cordero Hodge, you got to make the play. You got to run through the ball. Once you pass Dean, you got to get your damn head around right now because the ball was there. The ball was there. And then there's certain play. Drake, you got to make the catches in there. This is the standard that I can say this is me personally. And I know he holds himself to that damn standard. I got to make the plays in the end zone when it comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they couldn't run the football. You can tell the right side cohesion is gone. Eventually it's going to have to get back there because you're talking about two dudes that have so many starts together, right guard and right tackle, just weren't getting it done. Nizel had a rough one. The Gaps just had a rough day.
Yeah.
You know.
Vita Vea had a great day.
Vita Vea was whipping everybody's ass. But he does that to everybody.
He does.
But
he did it to them
yesterday. And so that's when you talk about Zach, what's the game plan? You know, I mean, it was hard to get on the perimeter. Like, the Bucks just came in, okay, if they're going to win, it's going to be because of the young quarterback. We're not going to let that run game beat us.
Exactly right.
We're not going to let this run game beat us. We're going to put extra guys in the box, and we're going to corral this run game. And that's exactly what they did.
I bet if you would have told Todd Bowles and that coaching staff yesterday that Michael Penix is going to throw the ball 42 times, they would have said, good.
Yes.
Game plan executed.
Yes.
Because we want to try to bottle up that run game and make him have to do that. Now, again, he did a pretty nice job. I mean, he completed 27 of 42 and got that touchdown late to give them the lead. Here's a pretty telling numbers about what you were just saying about Drake London. 15 targets, 8 catches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all of those targets were great throws. Mm-hmm. Some of them are overthrows and all that for sure. But some of them probably could have been caught.
Yes.
Probably should have been caught.
Yeah.
So he's still targeting them like crazy.
Yeah, run through the ball. Because that's one thing when you're athletic like Drake, you know, especially as a young player, you think everything's athletic. Run through the ball on the one corner route. I know the guy's on you, but if you run through the ball – Where Michael was throwing it, that's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
But he stopped and then tried to turn around and jump and go get it, run through the ball.
Yep.
Because he's so damn, he's just an amazing athlete. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to be targeted like that.
Yep.
You know,
but if you get 15 targets, you got to get 10 catches.
You got to get 10.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get 10.
Unless they're just terrible throws.
Yes.
But they wasn't all.
Exactly.
Conversely, Kyle Pitts, 8 targets, 7 catches.
Yes.
He made the most of his
opportunity.
I thought Kyle looked really good.
I thought he looked good.
Yeah.
He had a couple issues as far as the edge was being set because that's the part that was like, was frustrating more than anything. Like, even Tampa on short yardage, they were all going inside. Because every time any of the linemen – now, that's Carter rule in short yardage. You don't never get beat inside. Ever, 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 ever. And that constantly happened to the Falcons. They were knifing everything. But I thought the opportunity when Kyle was able to get the football – I thought he did. The first catch, just the way he just stepped on the dude. I'm bigger than you. Here, get off me. I'm going to go run this. And then the catch, I had my tweet ready. You got to catch that damn ball, Kyle. Now, Tyke made a hell of a play. But because he caught it, knees were down. I guess they said he was down, moving on. That was a hell of a play by Tyke, too. But I thought, you know, it wasn't a lot of wasted opportunities for Kyle.
Yep.
I thought Kyle should have got more opportunities, matter of fact.
Honestly. Like, but he was pretty effective. I mean, run after catch, yes. Had that really nice stiff arm to pick up the first down on the sideline. Like, there was a lot of good effort, you know, because that's been a criticism at times.
He
was playing really hard yesterday, he was effective.
The biggest thing we got now is the Moody status.
Yep.
Drake London status
is a big one.
Yes, because it's about a sprained shoulder day to day. So what is that going to be like? And then, you know, what are they going to do with kicker? I don't know. Because you made a point earlier, you're absolutely great. We're talking about today. No, they were working last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Terry was on the phone last night. Yeah. They're definitely, I don't know, I'm not saying Younghoe Koo is going to lose his job or whatever, but there are right now, I have no doubt, that there are kickers in the Falcons practice facility today.
Yeah.
That are in that inside facility, indoor facility, that beautiful one they got over there, Andy, where they won't let us park.
I sweet talked them one day.
Yeah, they told you, don't tell Randy.
They did tell me, don't tell Randy. You know what I did?
Yeah, told Randy.
I texted you immediately.
But no,
how's the shuttle bus?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they are kickers at the Falcons practice facility right now.
Yeah, I wonder what the deciding factor is. It's like, all right, he comes in and he hits a bunch of 50 yarders. Like, he looks good.
Yeah,
we're going with him.
The thing, just from experiences, when we were looking for a kicker one year, is we got Mike Bryant year in Miami when Matt Bryant came to Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was Tampa, Miami, then back to Tampa. But yeah, we were out there because Lindo was banged up.
Right.
And you go out there, we're leaving practice on Monday after a game, and it's like Matt Bryant, it was like four or five other dudes out there kicking.
Yeah.
That's what's going on up there right now.
Yeah, not good.
Now, Lindo got hurt.
Zoom, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
You're telling me that the Falcons are trying out kickers the Monday after week one.
Right now.
Because of what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
I won't say there's disaster,
there's no way you're telling me that they're, after what happened yesterday,
there are
not kickers at the Falcons facility today.
I'm just saying the fact that that's happening is terrible.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
Because, you know, obviously, we know why.
Don't tell them. You can say you can try to. No, it ain't about. Okay.
Oh, no. There's people up there kicking the football.
There's people
right
up there kicking the
football.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, whether or not they sign them and start them on Sunday, I don't know about that. But they're looking.
Yeah.
Because they have to be.
There's no.
Because yesterday wasn't one day.
No, it was not.
That was on the heels of last year. Exactly. So, and again, like to be sitting up there all summer, it's like, is it a competition? I guess it's not really a competition. Are they going to go a different direction? No, they're going to go with Koo. And then the first game, you had a chance to go to overtime, and the guy shanks one. Mm-hmm. And here we are, 0-1 again for the seventh time in 8 years.
Damn, Caleb and Joe and y'all updates. Y'all do a great job. But damn, y'all like putting stuff out there like that.
Sometimes
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going the debacle and Caleb.
Now, that's different. Caleb's was just a fact. Joe's putting adjectives in there to spice it up.
The debacle.
All right. We'll come back. We'll probably spend a couple of more minutes on that Falcons-related stuff, and then we'll get to some college football as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.